It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look, for me, obviously, it's a nice accomplishment, but I expected it to happen. As a matter of fact, I expected more from the Yankees in that division series. I'm happy that Boone, his job should no longer be in question. They needed to minimum win this round, get into the championship series. Cole was terrific last night. The bullpen continued to do the job throughout the course of this series. Great win for the Yanks, but ultimately, I expected this. I'm not going to go nuts for a team that was expected to be in the championship series, at least, and beating a bad team in the Royals in the process.
Yeah, I mean, going nuts is not, it doesn't feel right, the right emotion here. Certainly, gratification and an understanding of where the Yankees have been, I think maybe leads to a bit of a deeper appreciation from a Yankee perspective. Listen, I understand the Yanks have a different standard. Whether, you know, some people get tired of hearing it or it's a little overstated, at least applying to the now. Been a while. But, you know, the standard that was created, it's got a little dust on it, all right? And, you know, the Yankeeographies and all the stories and the old-timers' days and the waxing poetic about what was, it's old. It doesn't mean I don't appreciate it because I do. Really, the only team that's done anything for me as a fan is the Yankees. So I'm very, very much grateful for what they've done. I enjoyed it. I do think that there's value as well. Like, say if they would have won this easier, you know, let's just say, I don't know, 19-5 aggregately. All right, maybe it would have optically, well, would have looked better. Maybe
it was 14-12, by the way.
Yeah, it was tight, dude. No, I get it. But I also think that there's value, kind of like the Mets played all those close games. I think it's, great, again, the Royals, there's a drop-off in talent from the Yankees. There's no question about that. But I think that when you play a couple of tight games like they did, you kind of, you get back in the October flow. You remember what it feels like. Yankees didn't play for about a week or so. So yeah. Were some of the sticks rusty or they just didn't perform? I don't know the answer to that. But here's what I do know. No Astros, no Orioles, home field advantage throughout, 3 full days off while Schuble goes in game 5. So if the Tigers win, that obviously impacts his availability. Anything short, while I appreciate the Royals win, I enjoyed it, man. It was fun. Anything short of a World Series appearance, unacceptable.
And what I would say is more encouraging than the actual results of the series and the aggregate score, whatever. Gerrit Cole, dominant ace. The bullpen, Clay Holmes, who you could argue is the MVP of the series. I know Stanton had his hits and all that stuff, but without Clay Holmes being lights out in the bullpen, the Yankees don't win this series. Weaver emerging as a legitimate weapon and closer since the Yankees moved him to that role. So those are all encouraging things for this team moving forward, but a long way to go for a team that had expectations, bare minimum, to get to the World Series.
Long way to go, and a lot more offense to crank out if you want to keep going. I said earlier in the show, I think many of you probably felt this last night as well, whether it was the double, whether it was a couple of walks. Judge looks more comfortable. and we'll see if that leads to better results. The other thing, too, I mean, sometimes you just hit the ball at somebody. Anthony Volpe's at-bats were phenomenal. Anthony Volpe could very easily have hit 400 this series. He had a lot of hard Adam balls, line drives, you know, a couple. I remember one base hit he had up the middle was like 108 off the bat exit velo. I thought Volpe acquitted himself well. Don't look just at the stats. Look at the level of comfort. Look at some of the swings you get, the patience you exude. So hopefully Volpe's ready to join the party. But I'll tell you, Jazz Chisholm, I appreciate him coming to Volpe's defense. His swings were awful. So, as were Austin Wells for the most part, a lot of empty at-bats. It's definitely a mixed bag. But now you got, you know, you've got a matchup that, listen, if you're playing the Astros, you're worried. If you're playing the Orioles, say if the Orioles, you know, play very well, you're worried. I'm not saying you take it for granted, but you would have signed up for this in the first day down in Tampa on February 15th, pitchers and catchers. American League Championship Series against the Guardians or the Tigers?
Yes.
Let's go.
100%. And on the positive note for the offense, too, two guys that we mentioned earlier, but I'll just mention them again. Birdie looks like he could be at the bottom of the order, just a professional at that. Not to mention what he's done defensively, but put the bat on the ball, hit the ball hard, put the ball in play, which is nice to see, and a change of pace from the Yankees. So maybe he could be a little bit of a weapon in the postseason. And a guy who we've both ridiculed time and time again, and you still worry about at some point his, you know, flaws rearing their ugly heads. But Gleyber Torres, since being moved into the leadoff spot, has now continued what he did in the regular season in the postseason. He came up with some big hits.
He did.
And at least, you know, getting the game, you'd like to have seen it in game two, getting the game to Juan Soto. But last night, again, a big hit for Gleyber Torres. Gleyber's had an impact with the stick as a leadoff hitter.
He's played well for a while. You know, to the stats back that up. Yeah, got him going last night. Shoots a double in the gap. Here we go. The game before that, he was the one who got penalized on that ridiculous replay. They still got it wrong. That's a fair ball. That would have been a double. Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a time to, and it's always a time to just, you know, shoot straight, but there's a time to back off long-standing narratives. And right now, you know, you got to back off Stanton. I have. You got to back off Torres a bit. I have. He's been locked in defensively, turned a tough double play the other night to his left where his back actually, if you can remember the play, guys, where his back as he turns actually is to home plate. And that's a longer throw for close to first base, threw a dot to short to turn it. Torres is playing well, and the Yankees are moving on. Let's go.
Yeah, and look, there's work to do.
Especially
with the Yankees and their standards. It is what it is. The Yankees have been so great, they're held to a higher standard. So beating the Royals in the division series is not the be-all, end-all. They've got work to do here. So like you said, the narratives about Stanton and Gleyber Torres, hey, if they finish this off, there are no more narratives. Mm-hmm. The Yankees would be proven right by sticking with Gleyber and John Carlson, but we got ways to go. It does, however, set the stage for a potential showdown. A potential Subway Series. Obviously, last time both these teams were this far, 24 years ago. You know what happened then. Could it happen?
Years ago.
It's hard to believe.
What were we wearing? What were our hairstyles? I know we both had hair. Yeah. I think I had blonde hair. Honestly, remember, I was living in Vegas. Like I said, I think that's the year that I had the M&M style.
A little Slim BT, yeah.
Yeah, a little Slim Shady.
Yeah, right.
The earring was out at that point, though, thank God.
Yeah. I was like 230 pounds and
fullback Licata.
The worst picture I've ever taken in my life was in a big, oversized, you gotta believe sweatshirt in the parking lot after game 5 of that World Series.
Who were you with, buddies?
Yeah, my buddy Vin was there. I forget who else, but definitely my buddy Vin, and it was just devastating to know that you just saw the Yankees celebrate another World Series on Shea Stadium turf.
You even saw Jose Canseco jogging out on that field to join the party. Canseco was on that team. He did nothing. All right, so listen.
I didn't want it then. I welcome it now.
I love it. I love it. You tweeted that last night. You know where I stand. Let's go. Round two. It'll be fun. So I am fully confident that the Yankees will be in the World Series. I fully expect them to beat whomever.
Me too,
and fairly
by the way.
Easy. You think you feel confident
easy. Well, before we
in
get
the Mets.
Before I answer that, when you say fairly easy, are you talking 5 games?
I would say no. When I say, well, that's a good question. Like, not 7. That would surprise me.
Right.
5 wouldn't stun me. It could be 6, and like 2 could be blowouts.
Oh, like
so it goes
six,
deep, but there's a couple that are, you know, 7-2.
Does
6-1.
It matter the opponent to you?
I don't care. I think I prefer the Tigers based on
Scooble being worn out.
Well, you know, worn out's maybe a bit strong, but obviously he's going to go in the deciding game 5, and it impacts instead of getting 3 starts next series. And
Hinch, though, is a brilliant manager.
He's very good. Hinch is a very good manager.
I think if I want the Yankees out, I think I'm rooting for Detroit because Scooble almost gives them two. Yeah, I mean, you got to win the two school bowl games.
Yeah.
You hope to get two others, and A.J. Hinch could maybe work his magic. But
that's also a tough venue. I'm not saying that the Cleveland venue is not tough, but the Yankees went out there back in the day, mid-2000, with A-Rod when he was banished to the bottom of the order. They lost that series. Like Detroit, I'm not saying Cleveland fans aren't great, but there's something about Comerica to me, having watched the playoff games there since they opened. Yeah, I'm not saying I watched every game, but just seeing it on TV. There's more energy, in my opinion, there than in Cleveland.
Yanks lost to the Tigers in
06. Was it 06?
Right?
I want to say 06.
Yeah, okay. And I don't think that they've played them.
Not in the playoffs.
Okay. And then the Cleveland, it seems like they play them quite a bit. The only time they lost was the Midges.
Well, 97 they lost as well in Sandy Alomar.
Yes, I remember
took
that.
Took Mo deep to right
but
field.
But then recently was
the Midges with Jabba.
All right, so then that was it. I guess they got him in 97, right, with Alomar. That was a big one then.
That was
in the middle
tough
of the
one.
Dynasty.
I mean, they would have gone 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000.
Right, but the Yanks beat them every single time outside of that one.
Yeah,
right?
I got
that,
you.
That
no, understood.
Feels like they've owned that rivalry.
Confidence that the Mets get there. Forget about Yankees versus Mets. Your level of confidence that the Mets win this series.
The way that I would say it is I have more confidence that if the Mets do get there, regardless of who they play, they are winning the World Series. Now, it's not going to be easy to get there. So my confidence in the Mets beating San Diego or the Dodgers, maybe a little, I'd probably say 50-50 at this point. My gut just says 50-50.
By the way, Hoff just told me, good stat here, Hoff. The Yankees 3-10 against the Tigers in the playoffs all time. 3-10.
Now, how many, do you have the years?
Yikes.
Yes. 2006.
Yeah, that we referenced.
2011. And then 2012.
I don't remember that one. I don't remember those at all. 11 and 12?
They're even a little fuzzy to me.
They lost to Detroit in both 11 and 12?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Those are fuzzy. Yeah, why is that the case? 09, I'm trying to think of where the hell I was at that particular point.
So
what rounds?
After they won the World Series?
DS.
That was the first round, DS. Definitely
both,
not the championship.
Both times they lost?
Both were DSs, both yes.
Yep.
So the Tigers, Yankees owe the Tigers some payback.
They do.
You have the Guardians up there, the history with them?
I'll grab that.
Yeah, I'd be curious to just see that. Wow.
Much more favorable.
How do we both forget those series?
I don't know. That is definitely one of the few fuzzy points in Yankee. I'm talking like the last 40 years in Yankee history. They're not as prevalent in my mind.
After the 09 championship.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think here. All right, Jeter's last year was 14.
I got a question for you, though. You didn't answer it. I need your opinion on this.
I said 50-50.
Did you feel more confident that you would beat the Phillies? Like, to go back. Okay, you did.
Yeah,
versus
also,
maybe who you might play in this series.
Andre's
got to worry.
It's hard for me.
You got to be rooting for the Dodgers.
Nah, worry's a little strong. I'm not really worried about either. I think if the Mets play their game, they're beating both. I think the Mets are better than both if they play their game. But, I mean, obviously you'd be concerned about the potent Padres bullpen and pitching and the Dodgers lineup. My gut feel going into Milwaukee was it's going to be a tough matchup. And then I watched game one and I felt like they were going to win the series. Now, obviously when they were losing in, game three, you felt like it was over after that second home run off of Buto. Sal Frelick, I think, hit that second home run. Anyway, my feeling going into Philadelphia was not that it's going to be a tough series. My feeling was confident. But after game one, I knew the Mets were not going to lose that series.
Yeah.
So it went from, let's say, 60-40 going into the Philly series to 98-2 that they were going to win once they won game one, even after the game two loss. You know that. I said I wasn't going back to game five for Philadelphia.
Yep.
Right now I'm at 50-50. I feel like
I got you.
Like I wouldn't be stunned to see the Mets win this series. Maybe I lean 55-45 and give the Mets a little bit of energy.
Yeah, they've earned a little more.
Here's why I said that. Lindor's on a mission. Francisco Lindor is on a mission here. It's clear. He said it. You can feel it. The confidence that he's had, the delivery on the field, all the big moments, Lindor's on a mission. So because of Lindor specifically and Lindor alone, I'm going to give the Mets a slight edge over whoever they play next.
Now think about this. We just told you the surprising Yankees-Tigers history. The Yankees-Guardians, Indians and Guardians, 15-12. It goes back to 97. Nothing before that.
Nothing before that.
I'm like, did they meet once in the 50s with like Bob Lemon and Hoff Research? No, good job, Hoff.
Well, they were in the same division for a while, right? In the American League East before.
That's right. They were.
Cleveland wasn't in the West.
They were. Oh, no, they were in the. That's right. Yeah. All those years they were. Now, the Mets' history against your possible opponents here, we know what happened in 88 against the Dodgers.
Right, but they beat them.
But they beat them. And then they came back in 2006 before they lost to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And then they beat him in 20.
Now remember, both those were division series.
I don't.
2006 division series before the Cardinals in the championship series, and 2015 division series before they swept the Cubs.
Correct.
So 88 was the last championship series. Matter of fact, somebody.
But the Padres' history is not great.
Let me think.
A little more recent.
I remember
go back 2022. And is that it?
You have that's any? It. 2-1.
Yeah, I don't remember
it,
another
right?
one.
That's it, Huff? Yeah, they didn't play in 86, obviously.
I was just watching, I forget the account, otherwise I give it credit, some Mets history account on social media that was showing highlights today of David Cohn, Game 6, 88, NLDS. Al Michaels on the call. Actually, I should send it to you because
I got to check it out.
It's 2 minutes of like just highlighting you know, Kirk Gibson.
Mickey Hatcher was on that. Remember Mickey?
He wasn't highlighted here, but yes, I remember him. You know, Socha, Shelby.
Josh
but the
Shelby.
Mets winning Game 6. Everybody focused on Mike Socha Game 5.
Uh-huh.
David Cohn shut them down, complete Game 6 to force Game 7, unfortunately, on Hershiser. Mm-hmm. And won. Anyway, that was the last time they faced him in the championship series.
That's amazing. And just a very little teeny tiny small sample against the Pods. All right,
BT
let's go.
And Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Frank is in Carmel, New York. What's up, Frank?
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey,
great
Frank.
Show. Hey,
thanks.
So Sal,
yes.
Want to bring you back a little bit and segueing into you guys were talking about the Milwaukee series.
Mm-hmm.
So you were... You know, I don't know, it was like a bizarre conversation. You were saying that you would rather lose to Milwaukee than have to face the Phillies and lose to them.
That's not what I said.
I thought you said that.
No, no. Okay, he added a key phrase there that makes it sound worse.
Go ahead.
I said I'd rather lose to Milwaukee than lose to the Phillies.
That's true.
Right, that's what I just
that's
said.
What he
yeah,
said.
But that's a big difference than rather face the
that's
Phillies.
That's what he did say.
I said I'd rather lose.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'd rather lose to Milwaukee than lose to the Phillies.
A little misrepresentation,
I got
Frank. I got Sal's back.
Right.
Go ahead.
That's my bad. But anyway, BT,
yeah.
Like myself and the other Yankee fans, we're all shaking our heads. We were laughing because BT says we don't think like that. And it's true. We don't think like that. But now I ask you this. Should the Mets play the whoever they play, the Padres or the Dodgers, and the Yankees are in the World Series? Would you rather they lose to the Padres or the Dodgers?
Yes.
Or the Yankees put them in the World Series?
100%. I'd rather lose to the Padres or the Dodgers. What kind of question is that? And I would ask you. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather lose to the Guardians or Tigers or the Mets in the World Series?
It's the same thing.
I don't think like that.
I am curious too. Answer that one. I'm curious. I'll give you my answer. I'd rather lose to
that?
Anybody, not the Mets.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Frank, come on.
No, of course.
Okay.
Well, that's just
going
to answer it, right?
Okay, but then that's what we're saying.
Right, well, so then what Sal's saying is not crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Mets lose again to the Yankees.
I can't
now,
take it.
I mean, it might not be 24 years again since they meet, but until they do meet, there's nothing that you could do. It's just mic drop. It's over. You got to own it.
If
wear
they
it.
Got swept by the Padres or Dodgers, it would suck. It would hurt. You'd be like, man, missed opportunity. But ultimately... What a fun season, great season of exceeding expectations, and now go get them in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
If they lost to the Yankees after getting to the World Series and then lost to the Yankees again, that not only would I rather lose to the Padres or Dodgers, would I rather get swept by the Padres or Dodgers than lose to the Yankees, it would be the worst loss imaginable in the history of my fandom. And I have had the worst losses in fandom, 28-3. Like, the Atlanta Falcons had the worst loss in the history of the sport. Blow a Super Bowl lead up 28-3 late in the third quarter. That's the worst loss in the history of the sport. I've seen the Mets lose a World Series, whether it's to the Royals. I was there to watch the Royals celebrate at Citi Field. I've seen the Mets lose in 2000 in my peak fandom. Mind you, peak fandom. I went to 50 games plus in 2000, working at Home Depot. I saw the Yankees celebrate in front of me on Shea Stadium, a place I love more than my parents' home. If the Yankees beat the Mets in this World Series, it would be the worst loss imaginable. I can't take it this time.
I think it would be even worse than you think because... You'd have to deal with me.
Yes.
You don't think that was a factor?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, you can go stock those shelves and be miserable in your own little solitude or your world of solitude.
And not just you. Yankee fans calling to get a piece of me. You certainly. But also, the whole story and season and build up from the Mets' perspective to get to the top and then lose to the Yankees at a time where I actually think the Mets are better.
Yeah,
like in 20.
That's you guys can tell what that is. That's it. You know, most
could have been something else, but that's
true. Yeah. Most of these questions are pretty easy. Like, it's an obvious answer with a lot of these. But the one thing, just from my perspective, that I would struggle with, if the Yankees were to lose this round, they won't. But if they did, would I want the Mets to win their round and get to the World Series? Now, that's a little different because I'll tell you
what, if the Yankees were to
lose. If the Yankees lose this next round, Yanks are done. Now, I got to deal with all the stuff, and everybody
you
else,
didn't
right?
Make it, there's going to be that level of trash talk, too.
Oh, there's no question.
Yankees could be like, we're here and you're not, or vice versa. The Mets are here and you're not. You didn't hold up your end of the bargain.
If that happens, I expect you guys to verbally stomp me every day with texts and gifs and on the air. Of course. But if the Yanks are out, see, here's my dilemma. I want a World Series for New York because it's good for the station. And I do want, you and Hoff and a Met fans to enjoy get to the World Series. But then I have to have you lose.
No, I get it.
I would be rooting so hard for you guys to lose that World Series.
Same thing. Like, I don't want...
I might actually get a jersey of the other team. Like, I never wear other teams' jerseys. You know that. I would lean in so hard. Every tweet would be dripping with venom. Like, I would have to... I would turn the heeliest of the heels that you've ever seen. I'd become a lunatic.
I get it.
I really would.
I get it. You're starting to get it's churning now. My Yankee.
Well, no. I'm just being fair to the conversation.
I get it.
The other side. That won't come to fruition.
Back then, my Yankee hate, it's somewhere still deep down.
It never leaves.
But also, not only would it be bad if the Mets lost to the Yankees, to your point, if the Mets don't make it and the Yankees do, there's going to be some pain as well.
Oh, yeah. That's the consolation prize of pain. That would be the second worst scenario.
I want to beat the Yankees head to head. Or to have neither in there.
Oh, yeah. No, you.
I mean, obviously.
You're even different than me.
Yeah, I take the Mets in there.
I'm good with the Mets getting to the World Series, good run for the station.
No, I don't want the Yankees
You don't even want the, and I appreciate the honesty.
Not if the Mets are not there.
I know. You don't even want the Yankees to get there, even to lose. You just don't want us to have that moment. Because then you can't say, 2009, that goes away.
No, because I know it would be, hey, Yankees are here.
We're the Mets. We're waiting for you. You guys didn't show up.
I don't want that either.
The train got stuck. What happened?
PT and Sal on the damn 7 line does take forever. Be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Nick keeps putting out great content. Been watching the clips all over the place. I saw the one of Dog that you had recently, Nick, which was funny. Talking about Bob Costas, we'll get to in a little bit. But I want to start with the Yankees. Your Yankees are in the division series. We started the show. I'm like, big deal. Like, they're supposed to beat the Royals. What were your takeaways from the Yanks' win over the Royals?
Well, I'm very happy. Great to be on with you guys. And I'm very happy that they won the series, obviously. And happy to have been wrong. Get a lot of people tweeting me, like, you're a fraud Yankees fan. Like, I heard you say you think they're going to lose. Like, okay, like, I did think they might be in trouble. I'm very happy to be wrong. I'm happy that
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
They're in the ALCS. I do think that they are very likely to win the pennant and beat either the Guardians or the Tigers. I think it's going to be Detroit. Schuble pitches, obviously, game five for them, and Detroit's a road favorite in that game. I'll bet Detroit in that game. I think Detroit in a five-game series, or like a best of three, is a lot different than in a best of seven with only one quality starting pitcher in Tarik Skubal, and I don't think the Guardians are any good, like, to beat the Yankees, not with Tanner Bibee as the number one pitcher. So I do think the Yankees are going to win the pennant. I do think the Yankees are going to go to the World Series, and I'm really, like, I'm not trying to be negative here. I don't do this for shtick, but you bring me on, and you guys label me, right, as Odyssey's betting insider, and I have to give what I think is the best betting advice. What do I actually think is going to happen if I bet on it? Not what do I want to happen, which is the Yankees to win and sweep the Mets and win every game by 50 runs. That is the ideal scenario. What do I think is going to happen? I think they make the World Series and they lose to whoever comes out of the National League, including the Mets, if it happens, and I would want to walk into traffic if that transpired. At least I can make some money on it, though, if it does happen. So that's my honest assessment.
Well, why were you so, I mean, unless I get it, they have Witt and they have Perez and Lugo, but like, so you think the Yankees will win this series, whomever they play. By the way, so do I, Nick, but you were lukewarm and a little worried about the Royals. You thought the Royals were that much better than the Tigers and the Guardians?
I like the Royals, like, frontline starting pitching, and to be fair, like, the Yankees' bats didn't do a ton in any of these games, really. And if it had gotten to, and it didn't, thankfully, and to be fair, like, I crushed Garrett Cole for game one on Saturday. He was obviously magnificent last night. But BT, I'll ask you, and like, it didn't come to this. The Yankees had lost last night. Like, what do you think would have happened on Saturday?
Well,
game five?
Rodon probably would have been rocked, which is why I was saying yesterday and even really the day before, hey, you might want to look ahead. It's kind of a defeatist way of looking, but rather than give the ball to Rodon with your season in the balance, maybe you put Heel last night and maybe you push back Garrett Cole to potential game five. And if not, he's ready to go game one. Like, yeah, how do you handle that? They don't have to. Oh, next series they might have to. How do you give the ball to Rodon in that situation? How do you justify that?
Well, and like,
but they were going to.
I know. And like, and this is where my problem like lies with the Yankees. And like, I want them to win. How are they, like, they can beat the Guardians or Tigers. And look, we can all be honest about this, right? They got a great draw here with the Astros and the Orioles both getting knocked. Maybe they could have beaten both those teams. Mm-hmm. This is as easy a draw as the Yankees could have asked for.
Also not getting the Tigers in a best of five.
Correct, where you get Skubal potentially twice in a five-game series. So, American League, like, great. You can beat the Royals, Guardians, Tigers. They should beat those teams. I want someone to tell me with a straight face, I want the Yankees to win. How are they beating the Padres? I guess they could beat the Dodgers. I would favor the Dodgers in the series. How are they beating the Mets, if that's what it is? And honestly, like, I think back to 2000 and my late father watching the Subway Series games with him and him having to leave, big Yankee fan, having to leave the house and walk around the frickin' block because he was so nervous. Like, this is like no win for Yankee fans if there's another Subway Series. It's the last thing that we should want to see.
No, I want it. No.
Stop
it, dude. It's the best thing. Sal and I spent 30 minutes on this. I want this. You know,
for the show, it's the best thing ever, but as a Yankee fan, it's a nightmare.
No, it's not. Not if you win. Not if you handle business. And by the way, Nick, I might agree with the Padres, okay? I might agree with that. You said the Yankees wouldn't beat the Mets. You might be right. But how would the Mets beat the Yankees? Like, what's the game plan there? Why so sure the Mets would beat the Yankees?
Well, I'll ask you this. Which pitching staff do you trust more now?
I'll take Garrett Cole in game one versus anybody. Next.
Okay, so Cole, anyone next. Else versus any of the other Mets starters?
Anybody. And Manaea has been great. But yeah, Garrett Cole, let's go. See, then you go game two. All right, let's go Clark Schmidt. You're up.
I mean,
you don't feel good, Clark Schmidt against Quintana? Whomever? I do.
I'll ask the question again. Which pitching staff, it's not like, is Garrett Cole the best pitcher? Yes.
Okay.
Which pitching staff do you feel better about, honestly?
The Yankees. The Yankees, because their bullpen's better.
I feel better about the Mets starters. And I will also say, like, and this is something that you can't quantify. This is like a fan thing. Maybe you agree or disagree. Which lineup do you trust more to come through in a big spot right now? The Mets or the Yankees?
Now you're going
to
get a different answer. And it's because I do respect how the Mets have played. Right now, I have more confidence that the Mets would situationally hit better, that they'd grind runs out more. Slight advantage Mets.
Do you want a Subway Series,
yes.
BT?
Yes.
God, I don't.
No,
why? Stop being a wimp.
I'm a wimp.
Because,
I am a wimp.
Because
you're
the
right.
reward,
yes.
the reward is not worth the risk.
We had the reward already. We beat your ass already, Sal. We don't need to do it again. again.
It's why I welcome it now. And by the way, if the Mets lost, I was saying it before, Nick, like this would be the worst loss I've ever experienced as a fan. This story, if they get to the World Series and lose to the Yankees, it would be worse than what happened.
I'm getting aroused hearing you talk about it.
It'd be worse than what happened in 2000 at my peak fandom going to 55-plus games that year. I was there to see it at Chase Stadium. It would be worse than a 28-3 late third-quarter lead blown in the Super Bowl, the worst loss in the history of the sport by my pathetic Atlanta Falcons. This would be worse because I really believe the Mets are better. And because it would be the set, like this is the one chance the Mets would have to beat the Yankees. They've been better since June.
Mets, from June on, they've been the better team. Sal, I text you before every Mets round, and I'm like, I'm betting the Mets. I came on the show last week. I bet the Mets against the Phillies. And I said this to you guys last week, I think, and I said it on my Sunday show. Look, this is important if you're a Mets fan. And also if you want to make money. Like, you know, take your fandom aside here. Mets fans, you have to be rooting tonight for the Dodgers.
Yep.
Like, you have to root for the Dodgers tonight. Uh-huh. Mets against the Dodgers, for like, as a betting opportunity, the Mets will be underdogs in that series. Like, I love the Mets. Like, not that they're guaranteed to win. It's a bet that I make, and I feel like I'm going to win the moment I click the button.
I have not watched a lot of the Padres and Dodgers all year long. I admit, I know from a surface stuff, I know the Padres bullpen, but why should Mets fans want the Dodgers that much more than the Padres?
Dodgers have no pitching. They have no, like, frontline starting pitching. And I think the Mets are tougher than they are. And Dave Roberts is a clown.
Well, that,
like, he doesn't have a brain. He robo-manager. Oh, must-have bullpen game. You know what's funny is coming into the year, the Dodgers have 18 starting pitchers. And every single year in do-or-die game four of the NLDS, it's a bullpen game because everyone gets hurt.
That's funny.
And I'll say this about the Padres. The Padres, to me, are Major League Baseball's equivalent. And let me lead you through this here. It's not going to make sense when I first say it. They're the Dallas Cowboys of Major League Baseball right now in the sense that they are total front runners. So they get out ahead of you, and Tatis hits the homers, and they're dancing, and they're joking, and Machado's throwing the ball into the dugout. When they're ahead of you, they're having a grand old time. But when they get down, like they did in Game 4, when the Dodgers smacked them around in that do-or-die game the other night, you get a different Padres team. And I'll tell you, like, I'm no Mets fan. The Mets are a tough team, and the Padres aren't. When the Padres get ahead of you, they're tough, but they're not tough otherwise. So I will bet the Mets against either the Dodgers or the Padres, but Dodgers is an easier bet to make.
When you know, I like the way you frame that, and I'm going to give the Mets a lot of respect here. Like, if you were to lift up the proverbial hood of the Padres, right? Yeah, the wheels are great. You get it up to 120, 150 on the highway. You know, there's six stereo system, 300,000 cars. Looks great, right? Sunroof, all the stuff, all the bells and whistles. You lift up the hood. Eh, you don't love what's under the hood. You lift up the Mets hood, and you just see, there's more substance under the hood.
Yeah, it makes it sick, the Mets. Honestly. But yeah, it's true. And also, Padres have a big Dylan Cease problem right now, who got shelled in both starts against the Dodgers in the division series, and his mustache is stupid. And I feel like, I don't know how you have confidence in him. Like, oh, he's like Rodon. How do you have confidence? Anyone have confidence in Carlos Rodon? How is it possible?
BT did. I don't even know if you do anymore.
It's dissipated quick.
I can't. Especially, by the way, Nick, after you go lights out, I was at that game, the ferocious roar of the Yankee fans when Rodon sticking his tongue out going nuts like Michael Jordan in the first inning.
Yeah, almost like there's three outs in a baseball game and not 27.
Yeah, you're not the closer, bro. You're just getting started here. But on a night like that, with the crowd behind him, with him starting out like that, he can't even get through the fourth inning.
Guys, he stinks.
Yeah, well.
But how about this? He doesn't stink. He's like a better version of Sonny Gray. I think you put him somewhere else where there's less pressure. I think he'll do really well. But you come to New York and the spotlight's on him. I don't think he's got it. I have no confidence in him.
We're talking with Nick Costos, BT and Sal on the Fan. Do you have an issue with Malik Nabers? I know he's out again, unfortunately, with a concussion. You have an issue with him being at that concert, the Travis Scott concert at MetLife as a Giant fan?
I have more of an issue with his choice in music than I do about him going to the concert. No, I just want him. I want him to get well. Like, you know, in all seriousness, like, he got concussed 15 days ago. It was 2 weeks ago yesterday, the Thursday night game against the Cowboys. And he's a young kid. Like, I give the Giants credit for holding him out here if he's not ready to go. He's too important to the long-term future of the team.
Right.
I don't want to get into, like, the concept, whatever. He's a kid. It is what it is. It's fine. Like, I move on.
Can they win that game Sunday night?
Probably not. I was excited to bet them. This was when I thought Nabers was playing, and also before I found out that Thibodeau had like a broken bone in his wrist and now is going to be week to week. And I'm just going to give you an underrated storyline in this game that like no one's going to talk about, and I think it'll matter. So Zach Moss, who's one of Cincinnati's running backs. We thought he wasn't going to play. He's going to play now on Sunday night. Why that's important? He's a tremendous pass-protecting running back, and the Bengals don't have another one. So when Shane Bowen is sending linebackers and safeties and Dexter Lawrence, not that he can handle Dexter Lawrence one-on-one, but just saying, like, having him there on obvious passing downs is going to make a big difference, and Burrow is playing out of his mind right now. I'd love to tell you the Giants can win or cover. I would never bet it. I like the Bengals.
You like the over or the under real fast before I ask you something about the Jets?
I honestly, like, I think the Giants might struggle in this game, even against the bad Bengals defense. Lean towards the under, but I'm not going to bet it.
Okay, so Nick, what kind of pop do we get here anytime you get a coaching change? Raiders had a little, you know, little bit of this with Pierce a year ago before that faded. Like, I think things could change in a big way Monday for the Jets, but people also think that sometimes I'm too optimistic. What are you thinking about Monday?
Well, I think I don't know when Davante Adams will make his Jets debut, but I think it's going to be soon.
Can you get him?
I think I'm not reporting anything. I think that's going to happen at some point in the next couple days. I'm not reporting that. Like, no one, like, it's not like Nick Costos says this. Just the feeling that I get is that that's going to be done at some point in the next.
Who's their strongest competition?
I'm hearing, like, well, now with Carr out for New Orleans for a couple weeks,
it's, I think it might cough be in here. Jeez,
can
I'm dying.
Can somebody get BT some water?
I am dying
saying
here. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I got this tickle in my throat. I can't stop coughing. I've been coughing for 10 freaking minutes.
That's like
I got tears in my eyes. I'm dying over here.
Davante Adams will make it better. I think it might be the Steelers. And I'll just give you like 5 seconds on that. Like, George Pickens barely played in the game on Sunday. He's a knucklehead. Like, they need a receiver if they're going to compete this year. So okay. I think it's Pittsburgh, but I think Devontae will be a Jet when it's all said and done. So my thoughts on the Jets-Bills game. I have no idea. Nobody does, right? If Jeff Ulbrich is a good head coach, we have no idea. Here's what I can tell you. There's no way he's worse than Robert Saleh.
Yep. Yep.
No way. So the statistical likelihood is that if Saleh's a 1 out of 10 and Ulbrich's a 3, you've improved, even if he's a 3 out of 10. Here's what else I know. Well, actually, we do know this for a fact. Todd Downing is not a great play caller. We saw it in Tennessee. He's not great. Also, he's definitely better than Nathaniel Hackett. Like, the Jets have almost certainly upgraded at head coach and offensive play caller. Almost certainly, given, like, 1 out of 10 Saleh, 1 out of 10 Coach Hack. So I think the Jets are going to be better on Monday night. And then for Buffalo, like, very important here for people that want to bet this game, fantasy, whatever. Khalil Shakir doesn't practice yesterday for Buffalo, neither does James Cook. Shakir's more important here. People will look last week, guys, at Josh Allen's stat line against the Texans. 9 of 130, 131 yards, and say, well, Josh Allen must have played poorly in the game. Well, I would suggest that you watch the game, because none of his receivers get open. None of them. It is a huge problem. Khalil Shakir, and it's not like Jerry Rice we're talking about. Khalil Shakir is the only receiver on this team that can get any separation. And when he's the piece of the Jenga tower, you pull him out, the whole thing comes crumbling down. Like, you're in bad shape here. And if he doesn't play, Coleman can't separate. MVS can't separate. Hollins can't separate. You double the tight end, Dalton Kincaid, you have no passing offense. And the Jets defense has long since solved Josh Allen and this Bills offense.
I like it. Favorable.
I love the Jets on Monday.
That a boy, Nick.
Now, to be fair, you and I both, and BT as well, we love the Jets against the Vikings on Sunday.
They should have won the game. I mean,
I know, but they should have won the game. They're down 17-0. Should have won the game.
Like, defense play. Yeah, you know what? Like, yes, Rodgers threw the picks. That's fair. Defense played great.
Now, we were texting about this during the game, and we disagreed. I thought Rodgers looked awful. You did not think Rodgers played that poorly.
I thought that the offensive line was terrible. I thought Lazard let him down. And look, like, the frit of God. Because, like, I lose money on this stuff. The Lazard drop in the end zone. Oh, just, like, God. Can you catch the ball, guy?
That was a great,
like,
throw.
Please. Yeah, and then, like, Mike Williams at the end. Like, people want to put that on Rodgers. Or, like, hey, Rodgers has been making this throw for 20 years. Mike Williams, figure it out, buddy. So, yeah, like, the throw to Van Ginkle was terrible, the pick six. The other interception where he overthrew the receiver to Harrison Smith is bad, too. I thought Rodgers played well enough to win on Sunday. Doesn't mean he played great, to be fair.
I'll tell you, though, Nick, if the Bills aren't as good, if they're true to what you're saying here and they're not that good, the AFC, I mean, even the Chiefs don't look that good. Where are we looking in the AFC? The Ravens? I mean, who's the team to be in the AFC if it's not the Bills being at least one of those top three or four teams?
Yeah, I think the way to frame the question is, if, and I actually did this on my show this week. You better, you bet, weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Great show, if I do say so myself. if you had to bet on one AFC team to beat Kansas City in Arrowhead in January.
Right.
Because that's what this is going to
right,
be.
Right, right.
That's what it is, right? Who would you bet on? It's never, like, I would sooner bet peace in the Middle East than the Bills to beat the Chiefs in January. Never. Absolutely not. Never. Bills off the list. Ravens off the list.
Wow.
Been there, done that. Off the list. Like, it's actually, we
Houston,
have never,
I mean, who's left?
He's getting to the Jets. Watch.
Well, I think the Jets are one of these teams. Oh, like, you can make, the upside is still there. It is still there. It might be unlocked with this. It's possible. Maybe unlikely, but possible. But I think, like, statistically, if you, like, the team that I think has this, if you wanted to say Cincinnati, they're 1-4. They're way
right.
behind the eight ball. I wouldn't say them. It almost has to be Houston. It almost has to be the Texans when they get Nico Collins back. Because we don't know how, we know Stroud's great. How great is he? Good defense, good coaching staff, potentially elite quarterback with really good weapons. I wouldn't take any of these teams to beat the Chiefs, but if I had to take one right now, and I reserve the right to change my mind, long season, we're a third of the way through the regular season, I would take the Houston Texans.
Real fast, can you see, you can't see Harbaugh maybe coach the Chargers up a little bit, get them a little battle-tested? They usually get better, his teams, as the season goes on.
So the issue with the Chargers, I think, like, they can make the playoffs for sure. The issue with the Chargers' upside this year is the way that they have built the team is basically to grind you into dust, right? They've turned Justin Herbert into a game manager. They have two excellent tackles in Alton Slater, who will both be back this week for the game on the road in Denver, and they want to run the ball, and they have no good receivers, and they want to play good defense. I think that's a formula, BT, that could get you to 10 wins,
yeah.
Could get you into the playoffs, and I guess in the right situation, if you play the Chiefs and Mahomes throws three picks any given Sunday, maybe. I just think the style they play, it's so unlikely that they could beat, you know, the Ravens in Baltimore or the Chiefs in Kansas City if it came down to it.
Maybe next year would be the year for the Chargers. All right, Nick, thank you very much. We appreciate it as always.
Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning best, the absolute very best of luck. And like any Yankee fan that wants to see the Mets, like get your freaking heads examined, guys.
That was the host of You Bet or You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. You all right?
Giancarlo. Non si può stopparlo.
And you get that.
I'm hanging in there.
It's hard once you get that tickle, right?
Yo, I couldn't get rid of it. You had it for a couple days.
Well, that was, I was legit like sick, I think.
Yeah.
It seems like you just like, you had some popcorn or something? Or?
No, it wasn't a kernel. I don't know. And I don't feel sick. I'm not sick. I cannot get rid of this tickle. It's brutal.
And you tried drinking the water, maybe a little hot tea during the break.
I did. I tried it all. By the way, I'm more concerned with Costos eventually finding his stones to want the Mets in the World Series than my tickle in my throat.
He knows. You don't want this.
Yeah, yeah. He ain't me.
You don't want this. Oh, baby, this would be the sweetest victory. As bad as it would be if they lost, it would be the sweetest victory ever if the Mets, in fact, beat the Yankees in the World Series.
That is right. A lot of risk and a lot of reward, potentially.
I had an awkward encounter yesterday, BT. Maybe you could give me your thoughts on this before we get back to the calls.
What happened?
So, I don't know if you saw this. Did you see Matt Harvey was at SNY yesterday?
I saw them promote him 2 days ago. I did not see him yet. I usually watch SNY's coverage.
Yeah,
I knew he was going to be on. I didn't see it, though.
I did not know that he was going to be in until yesterday. I saw them promo. I was like, oh, my God, Matt. Like, you know Harvey.
That's your boy.
Harvey's. We had him on. Not too long ago, Subway Series. We played the rap song for him, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I never met him in person before. So I'm getting ready to do my show, and in comes Matt Harvey looking as, like, dressed to the nines, as you would expect. Like, Lundqvist has great fashion.
Yes, he does.
Harvey is right there.
He's a real estate mogul. Got to look good.
I think he was, you know, he used to go to the Ranger games and be friendly with Lundqvist too. So, like, they get similar style there.
Okay.
Anyway, couldn't have been nicer. Told him, hey, Matt, love you, but you're a stud. And everybody was making a big deal of how nicely he was dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and said in a group of people, I was like, yeah, the shirt makes your eyes pop.
Oh, no. You didn't say that.
I did say that. Which is, do you get that joke or no? You don't. It's okay if you don't.
I don't get the
because
joke.
Apparently,
it sounds like you're trying to go on a date with him, actually.
Yeah, well, right. And I don't know. I'm hoping he got the joke because I wasn't. It was a big deal 9 years ago. Now, I know about this because I wrote about it in that rap saying, makes his eyes pop wearing shirts with brighter colors. That was an article that he, I don't know if it was in the Post or wherever,
okay,
but it was an article that made a, it was a big deal made of that, that Harvey likes to wear shirts that makes his eyes pop.
Okay, all right, so a little different context. Go ahead. Yeah,
well, I mean, I
wasn't
hope
sure.
I'm not,
I didn't know. I mean, gee.
I mean, yeah, I know he's a beast, but like,
why you turn around? Let me check out your ass while you're at it.
I mean, hey, the shirt makes your eyes pop. And like one of the main producers over there, who Gerard Guilfoyle, who knows everything about everything that there is to know,
yeah,
he's like, Sal, come on, what are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean you don't get the joke? You gotta get, it's a joke. Eyes pop. It was like a big thing. He's like, oh no. Like he didn't remember it. And then I don't know if Matt got it.
What? Okay. Are you in the green room? Where are you?
This is in the newsroom, right?
So you're so big. So you're in the big newsroom. How many people were within 5 feet when you said, okay?
John Harper was there. He said later that he did get it, but he didn't.
He just left you hanging.
Whoever did get it just left me hanging, and they're like,
maybe they don't like you. Maybe they wanted to make you look bad.
I don't know what was going on there, but I mean, I let Matt know that I love him and appreciate him. And but that joke, I thought it was a layup. I'm like, oh, they're going to love this. And everybody's like, okay.
Did it hang out?
That's not a joke you can miss with.
No. I get it. Now I get I have deep appreciation for your attempt because it shows the roots of your fandom to reference this, I guess, fairly obscure article back from 9 or 10 years. I got you. Connects the dots there. I know you love them. So when you said this, it kind of fell a little flat with the group.
Yeah.
But what exactly did he say?
I got to be honest. I don't know if he got it because he kind of like smiled and it felt like he didn't know what to say, which then in turn made me like, oh my God, no, like, come on, you remember the joke? Remember the
Did you actually
article?
Say that to him? Did you circle?
I
said it to Gerard.
I did
to
say
Gerard.
It to Gerard, but Matt was right there. Like, it was right.
Okay,
so I said,
gotcha.
Come on, you remember the article? You know, sure. And so then maybe everybody got it. And then I was just, I don't remember the reaction after that because I just kind of blacked out and was like, oh my
God.
And like, the next step was to dig deeper and be like, no, Matt, like, I'm not like in love with you like that. Like, you were a stud and I loved watching you pitch. And you'd be against the Yankees and the All-Star game and the World Series game five, Harvey. But it was just more like, I felt almost like, all right, let me lay off the gas here and just get back to writing.
So,
can you tell another man?
That's, I mean, listen,
I told
some
another
people, something that's good for some people. I know it's not your thing. I know you're married.
I'm married.
I get it.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all.
No,
but
I told another guy.
Yeah,
it makes your eyes pop.
Pretty eyes.
I thought it was a clear joke.
Did you also take out your napkin when like, hey, Matt, you got something on your cheek right there?
Yeah.
And start to like
it. No, he didn't take out the napkin. He did like what the grandma does. He licked his thumb and he actually got it off with his own saliva. Let me get that off. Would you have a little meatballs for lunch there, Maddie? There's.
I just kept saying, you're such a stud, dude. You're a stud.
No, that is, so you make it worse. Basically, then he just laid it on thick.
I'm thinking, like, God, this could be taken the wrong way.
Yeah. So now you're talking about his eyes, and then the next five things you say are, you're such a stud.
I know, dude. But I meant it in, like, the baseball.
I know how you meant it. I can see if maybe he didn't get it the way we thought that you meant it.
Oh.
I know how you meant it. I don't think he
did. Yeah, but that's a problem. Hope to see him again over at SOY sometime soon to try to clear things up.
Did you ask him what he puts in his hair for, like, hair gel, his product at all or anything
like that? The ratio, right?
I mean,
boxers, briefs.
Boxers and briefs. Hey, you got tidy whities or you got Calvin Klein's mid-thigh? What are you wearing there, Matt?
If you think,
how
think
you hanging
about,
there, Matt?
Talk about risk-reward. Think about that
What's
line.
The ball sack commercial that Tiki endorses? Hey,
yeah,
we got these ball sack underwear on the station. Let me get you a few, Matt.
Tiki, I had a problem holding on to the balls earlier.
Do they fit okay, Matt?
Think, BT, just think about it for a second.
That getting one, funnier by the second.
Think about that for a second. That one line in isolation. If you don't get, that's a big swing I took. I didn't even think twice. I just assumed everybody knew about it. But if, sure, makes your eyes pop. That's as bad as it gets if you don't get the joke.
I love that you came to meeting him like armed with something that you thought would be a nice icebreaker and get a little chuckle out of everybody, get a little familiarity, and it just completely went backwards.
I thought I was going to be the hero. Like, what a great hero.
Did you tell him that we have a really good sperm bank commercial that we're sponsored?
Right, I know. Now my soundbite's
going to
be... They're going to use my soundbite talking about Harvey when talking about their commercial. All right, anyway, we'll get back on track here. We got 1 hour to go. We get the perfect parlay pick segment coming.
God, I'm afraid to meet Mattingly at this point. I don't know what I'll say to him.
Donnie, that uniform really used to fit you well, man. You know what I'm saying?
Too. It did. He looked perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.